Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by Knoxville School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson to talk about the most recent board meeting.
The youth baseball program had been wanting to use the indoor facilities for the district, but the district has a policy to prevent any damage from occurring. And although you would probably have no objection otherwise, you had to stick with that policy for the safety of the building, right?
We get a lot of requests to use a lot of our different facilities, and especially the administration gym here. And we work as hard as we possibly can to meet all those requests because we know it's good for kids. And we want all of our school programs to be strong. We want coaches to have good facilities. And as much as we can, we also want to serve the community in their needs. And recently, there has been a new need for some baseball, softball, winter facilities that has been brought to our attention. In the past, that has been served by either a private business or private parents, private citizens, that have created some spaces that have been great for batting practice in the winter and pitching and catching, and those are no longer available, so they were hoping that they'd be able to find time to get into our gyms. Due to damage that can cause, we really don't feel that's a great long-term solution, and even for our middle school and high school kids, we are hoping that we can find some better spaces besides a gymnasium for them to do their work in the winter as well. So we are going to continue looking at different possible solutions. And again, I think we'll be at the table, especially for that long-term solution on finding more appropriate space for baseballs and softballs and bats and all of those pieces of equipment that can do damage to a wood floor and cement block walls when it continually hits. So definitely understand the need, and we are supportive of helping to find solutions. And I think fairly soon we'll have a better picture of what that might look like.
Now, Wednesday night you have the community forum for Kenlock Stadium. Of course, because of its historic significance, a lot of people are protective of it. They want it to remain pretty much as it is. But you also have the need to keep up with the modern needs of the football fan. And are you hoping to be able to find some sort of balance there based on what's discussed at the meeting?
That's exactly what our goal is. You know, Kenlock Stadium is something that is so unique to Knoxville, and we really appreciate that. That space is very, it's good for football. It's also, we feel, could be good for some other public events as well. But as with anything that was built in the 1930s, it's going to need some continual upkeep and maintenance just to keep everything in good shape. At this point, it's been over 10 years since we did the last set of renovations, and it's definitely time to go back to the drawing board and look at some safety issues, look at some handicapped accessibility issues that we have, and also looking at ways that we might be able to enhance that area so that it could hold additional events. Right now, because of our football ground covering, a good rain makes it awfully hard to play on. It tears it up a lot, and it takes a lot of time for it to recover. So then we aren't able to put a lot of other events on that until the grass has come back in and everything looks good again. We are looking at doing a new type of surfacing, so we actually could be on that surface every day and hold a lot of different events on there, and we think that would be a benefit to the community as well.
All right. Now, you're also looking to apply for tornado safety rooms. These would be emergency rooms for children to use in the event of a tornado or other severe weather, correct?
Correct, and this is a federal grant. Money becomes available after a natural disaster, and there's a new pot of money available. I believe applications are due October 1st, so it's going to be a pretty quick turnaround time for us. We are looking at submitting the same plan that we had submitted in 2015, and that would be an additional, it actually, when it's not being used as a tornado safe room, would be used as a wrestling room. It would go on the north side of the high school, just on the other side of the locker rooms, and that would also allow us to free up where the current wrestling room is. It sits right beside our weight room. We'd be able to extend the weight room all the way across, get a little bit more space in there, again, provide a little better safety features for our students, and have a wrestling room still at the high school that could also double as a tornado safe room. The beauty of the grant is that the federal government and the state government pay 85% of the bill to do that construction. And so the school district is only responsible for 15%. And so we definitely think it's worth the time and the energy to put this application in and hope that we get selected to construct that tornado safe room in the spring of 2020.
That's right. And of course, that would be the crucial time to have it because that's when the severe weather season starts.
That's exactly right.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.